Len says there's a sea of garbage in the Central Pacific. Seal pups on the beaches there play with tampon applicators, swallow them, are blocked up, and then they die. Just above us on the beach is a dead seabird. I'll say it's a gull, because it's the only seabird I know by name. It's probably as soft as it looks, but I won't touch it. Death needs to be kept at arm's length, just beyond my fingertips. It needs to stay out there, far away from here. There's no need for me to know what killed that bird. I'll walk the beach, pick up smooth stones, flip the flat ones over the surface of the water too. Three, maybe five times until they sink at last to safety on the bottom, where I can imagine they'll rest on clean sand. No plastic there among the scallops and the horseshoe crabs that will live forever on the bottom of the perfect harbor that shines and ripples today with the breeze that heralds an approaching storm. Glad we made it to the island, ahead of the wind and the rain. We may sleep through it tonight and get up tomorrow and read poems to smiling faces on the bluff above the beach. The gull, the stones, the sand full of white shards. I will not speak.